Without further ado, let's give a nice warm welcome to the Earl Brothers.
I want to welcome you tonight to the Freight and Salvage, and we're very excited to be here, and we hope you'll enjoy the show. We're going to play you some Hillbilly Mountain music from my part of the country in Virginia, and we write most of our, well, we write all of it, actually, so it's not too much about death. There's some happy things in there, too. So we're going to do some things for you now, and we hope you enjoy.
Tell me all your way. Lonely and blue, don't know what to do.
Thank you very much. Bass player has dropped his microphone here. We're going to let him get that going. I want to know, we're mighty proud to be here. And we're very glad to be here on the last few nights of the Freight.
Yeah, this is great. We usually rehearse in Bobby's kitchen. We can't tap our feet because
we can't
bother the neighbors. So I'm really enjoying this.
Let me tune this thing up.
All right, we'd like to thank everybody for coming out tonight. It's a special night here, right, at the Freight and Salvage? It is. We always enjoy playing here because, you know, some places it's a loud bar room and maybe somebody's there to talk to a girl or get a drink of alcohol. But everyone's always here to listen to music, and they listen real good at the Freight and Salvage. But, you know, sometimes people are a little quiet here, I noticed. They listen so good, it's a little quiet, so tonight we want y'all to hoot and holler down there in the back. Don't be afraid to hoot and holler, all right? over there on the side, don't be afraid now. Don't be scared. And on this side, and especially up front, don't be afraid to hoot and holler. All right, all right. And if these boys pick a solo you like, you feel free to hoot and holler. And if one of these boys sings something you like, then hoot and holler then too. All right, so now our illustrious leader. He's probably my favorite banjo player and bluegrass country singer in the whole wide world.
I'm glad he said that.
He's from Richmond, Virginia. His name is Robert Earl Davis. Please give him a hand.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much. All right, we're going to do a little love song for you now. Pick your little tune now, and hope you enjoy it. Let's see if we can get this thing going here. A lot of these things are new songs. We haven't actually recorded them. We're trying them on you tonight, so you let us know if you like them. All right, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
the old Red Top Rumble there.
All right.
Well, we're going to have Danny get up and sing you a nice, nice love song. I like to hear him sing. Make him real welcome.
Well, I once loved a girl in a heart so true. Her love I thought I could see. But today's been a mournful day. Love has gone away. Well, I once loved a girl in a heart so true. Her love I thought I could see. But today's been a long
Now we're going to do a song about our mamas, and we like to send this to all our mothers wherever they may be.
Yeah, mama, you can't have a good hillbilly band without a song about mama, don't you think? Isn't that right?
I know where mine is.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, hey, well, there's mama. This is for mama here, right here. Well, I'm gonna feel good about this. I'm gonna sing like my mama's up here too.
NRC.
Yeah, my mama's back in Virginia. All right, here we go. Don't feel the same. a heartbreak game. I thought I'd fool them by coming over here on this microphone. It wakes them up a little bit. All right. Well, you know, we've got our fiddle player here. He's just joined us a little while back. And, you know, when he knew we were going to have him come here, he gave me a contract. And he said, the only way I'm going to do this is if I get to sing one song each set. And I said, you know, I think that sounds like a good idea. And we let him do that now, and I think it was a good idea. So why don't you come on up here and let us know what you're going to do. You're going to do something, good? Well, I'm going to let me get over on this one. Do you like that one over there? That one sounds mellower.
I should use it then.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, we're real pleased to have Tom Lucas in the band here.
Yeah. There we are.
Okay, this is called Rye Whiskey.
I'm homeless, I'm a total disgrace, 'cause I spent all my money at the rye whiskey place. Rye whiskey, rye whiskey, rye whiskey, I cry. If I don't get rye whiskey, I surely will
to whiskey for me and whiskey for me.
Rye whiskey, rye whiskey, rye whiskey, I cry. If I don't get rye whiskey, I surely will die.
If I climb up the wall, well, that's the first stage of rye whiskey withdrawal.
Rye whiskey, rye whiskey, rye whiskey, I cry. If I don't get rye whiskey, I surely will die. Rye whiskey, rye whiskey, rye whiskey, I cry. If I don't get rye whiskey, I surely will die.
Mr. Tom Lucas from San Francisco, California. All right, now we'd like to welcome a very special family member, former Earl. In the bluegrass world, they know him as the Silver Fox, most smoking mandolin player on this side of the Mississippi, but we know him as Mr. Larry Hughes. Please welcome him. You might know him from High Country and the Earl Brothers albums Troubles to Blame and Moonshine. Anyway, we're tickled to be a five-piece. This is maybe the first time ever the Earl Brothers have been a five-piece. And all right, we're going to do a song off Troubles to Blame. It's called Hard Times and Heartbreaks. And if you like these songs, we got some CDs here for sale that we'll sell you during intermission or after the show, and we'll give you a hillbilly hug just for buying one. Or If you can't buy one and you're sad, we'll give you a hillbilly hug, too.
By the way, I'd like to introduce our bass player, James Tuzel. He's got a brand new haircut tonight. It's scaring me a little bit. I don't know.
Just for you all. And I'd like to welcome my sister, Coley, wherever she is. She came all the way from China for this show. Wow. All right. And she cut my hair. She made me feel like a hillbilly star tonight. I said I was feeling bad and crying, and I said I need to feel like a star. So she cut my hair. All right, this song is called Hard Times and Heartbreaks.
All right, here we go. One of my personal favorites. He does a real good job on this. We're going to hit this up. It's a little song called Whiskey Bound.
Dark-haired lady, her lips painted
liquor is flowing, it's pouring like rain. The beauty, she's calling me dirty name. Well, I'm coming, so I find cognac bottles and I'm whiskey bound.
We're going to do another brand new one. And this is one that Danny and our fabulous Bobby wrote together. They're so fabulous. All right. Sorry. All right, we're San Francisco hillbillies. All right, I'd like to introduce Mr. Danny Morris here from Payson, Arizona. It's one of his, this one's called Cold and Lonesome.
Vacation just a day's long. Need some time to get away from my family and my home. I was doing all right until the sun went down. Went to kiss a good night, but you were not around. Cold and lonesome, missing you tonight. Cold and lonesome, can't get you off my mind. 10 long years together.
Thank you very much. Thank you. All right, we're going to play a few more and take a little break. But before we do that, we'd like to thank Mr. Shelby Ash for helping set this up. Give it up for Shelby Ash. If you want to see what's going on in his world and concerts he promotes, you can go to shelbyashpresents.net. And he does a lot of fine shows around here. And he's a good friend of ours, and we'd like to give him a hillbilly hug. Right here on stage. And, all right, we're about to take it to the newest CD, Moonshine, and it's a nice little hillbilly waltz that we're known for doing so well. And it's called Troubles to Blame. And once again, if you don't have these CDs, come see us during the break, and we'll give you a hug, and we can do a little exchange.
Mm-hmm.
true love's been broken. There's trouble to pay. Tell you lies and lead you astray. Hit that road running, or you'll be hurting today. Trouble is waiting.
It makes me feel sad. Promise it don't mean a thing. makes me feel sad.
One more for you, and we thank you so much. We really appreciate you coming out, and we're going to get down, and we're going to all come over here to this CD area and just greet you and talk if you want to talk or buy a CD or anything else, and then we're just going to take a very short break, and then we're going to come back, and we were warned now not to make the second set too long, so we've handpicked some special songs for you, and we're not going to, it's going to be a little shorter set, so you don't have to be worried about, you know,
Staying out too late,
but if you want to, we can always keep you out late. We've got some special ones and some surprises, and we're gonna do them for you.
I just want to point out that I was working on this next song, "Hard Times Down the Road." I was working on it at home, and I came to practice. I said, Bobby, this song is in 7/4. That's really hip. Uh-huh. And Bobby says, Tom, you've been thinking too much again.
Well, there it goes. I'm glad I know that now. Well, I hope I'll play it right. So here's this "Hard Times Down the Road" for you. This is a real big hit down in Knoxville, and we want to do it for you tonight here.
Thank you.
come on over here and ask us a question or come and talk to us.
Let's welcome them back, the Earl Brothers.
You know, we thanked Shelby briefly, but I want to thank him again. He's been a big supporter of live music and bluegrass and country music in general. And he's got a couple of good shows coming up that you ought to know about on, what do you got, August 15th? You got something?
You ever just hand you the flyers?
Yeah. I need my other glasses to see too far. We got the Crooked Jades, Lady A and her Heel Draggers, Tuesday, August 11th at Cafe du Nord.
San Francisco.
Those Crooked Jades are pretty good.
Yeah, you Crooked Jades are good.
Not as good as they used to be. But.
We stole him from the Crooked Jades. It's so funny about that. Honky Tonk Showdown with Rancho Deluxe, the Calyx 49 Special. Great band. Again at Cafe du Nord, August 29th.
49 Special while Rocky Mountain.
Yeah, yeah. 49 Special won the Rocky Mountain Bluegrass Competition. Great band, good guys. Then we got the Dark Side of Banjo on Saturday, August 15th, Cafe du Nord. And go to ShelbyAshPresents.net and keep up on what he's doing and how you can be involved in supporting music and like you're doing tonight. And thank you very much for doing that. And he also wanted me to mention, if you sign up for his mailing list, you'll be automatically enrolled to win some of these CDs that he's got from some fine local bands. So do that.
All right. All right, you boys ready? Well, we're glad you could stick around. Like I said, we've kind of hand-picked some things from the past, and we're going to do them for you and get you going and get you moving. Got a little song here called Good Thing Gone Wrong. It was on our first CD, Whiskey, Women, and Death. And you, of course, can buy it. Yeah, that was a good name. That one worked for us. Of course, I don't know, the Bible Belt down in the South, they didn't like that one, but they're learning to like it.
Forgive.
But it was a big hit, and actually in Knoxville, it stayed on number one for about a half a year in one of the stations down there. So we were happy with that. But anyway, we're going to do this for you now, and hope you like
things as they come, get your heart above your mind.
All right, I'd like everybody to give it up for Mr. Robert Earl Davis on the archtop banjo there. He's often imitated but never duplicated. And that's how it goes when you're from Richmond, Virginia, in the land of bluegrass down south. All right, we're going to have the Silver Fox come back up. He was so good that last set that, my gosh, we need a little more. Also from Richmond, Virginia, Mr. Larry Hughes. Give it up for him one more time. We sure do miss him.
This is a real treat because they never introduced me when I played with them.
He's kind of like, over there.
He's a special guy. Let me tell you, on the road, the driving is not as safe without this guy watching over us. Some of the Earls are not known for our driving skills. How many cars have you been through, Danny?
34.
We'll see you over in Payson, Arizona, where he's from. They do a lot of wild and crazy things in their cars. Automobiles.
And at least half of those ran, by the way.
Half of those ran, he said. All right. We do have songs about broken motors, but we're not going to do those tonight. And I guess while we're talking about the old songs, we'd like to salute all the past Earls, Mr. John McKelvey and Pat Campbell and Mr. Stevie Pottier. We miss those guys. And we appreciate all the things they did to help make these songs stand the test of time. Now we're about to do one song from Whiskey, Women, and Death. This is one of my personal favorites, and it's a message to everyone, and it's called Don't Drink from a Whiskey Bottle. From the bottle, that is.
Hey, bartender, pour it for me. I can't go home, it's getting late, my baby don't love me. Hey, bartender.
very much. Well, we got a special treat. We do write gospel tunes, actually. We don't have any on our CDs, but this next CD we're going to have a couple on there. And Danny's written a real nice one. I'm really proud of him, personally proud that he wrote this nice song, and we'd like to hear him sing it, and he's going to do it for you. Are you going to do that for us?
Yeah, thank you, Bobby. Forever.
you. Thank you. Once again, we're the Earl Brothers, just in case he forgot. Y'all having a good time tonight? Are we having a good time? All right. Make sure these last few songs you have an extra good time, because it's probably going to be the last time you stay in this little historic place for music right here, but it's going to continue, isn't that right? It'll be very nice, right next to the Berkeley Barge Station, although we have some memories here. How many times have you played here, Tom?
I don't know.
He can't count that high.
I can't.
Tom's famous. He played with the Crooked Jays. Did y'all get that earlier?
I played with the Crooked Jays. I even played in the old freight.
Yeah, the old freight. Wow. That was when I was back in South Carolina doing my thing still. But I wish I would have seen that old place. And now we're going to do a song about an old place. Most towns in the South, they got a gun road. In my hometown of Georgetown, they have a gun road, and they also have an old gun road. So this song is called Old Gun Road, and it features our infamous banjo player, Mr. Robert Earl Davis, and the rest of these fine soloists. Give it up for the Silver Fox and Tom Lucas.
Broke all the road. Hit around to
Seen the Earl Brothers play before, out of curiosity. How do you like this fiddle playing up here? It's a nice, enjoying that.
Yeah, I was afraid it wouldn't sound like the Earl Brothers, but I guess it still does, huh?
Kind of does. Yeah.
Tom Lucas!
I already had the black suit. That was the key. That was
the deal.
Well, Tom, do you know a good joke? Just one joke?
Not two.
You really you caught me.
Talk about being caught off guard.
Yeah,
Isn't that good?
I'm not ready.
You think about that.
Okay.
Well, we'll play.
I got permission. Permission to do one, huh?
Get one.
Either one song or one joke.
It has to be a funny one.
Well, then we're out of luck.
And you know I don't like jokes.
I know.
I don't like jokes.
I think you're coming around a little.
I'm just a serious guy.
You're coming around.
He likes the joke.
You're coming around a little bit.
Well, let's pick a little tune here. I know we're getting a little late now, and I see some yawning and stuff, so we're going to wake him up a little bit. How about this little instrumental here? You ready for that?
I think so.
Club sandwich.
Club sandwich arrangement, yes.
All right. Here we go.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much. All right, we got one more for you, one more song. This one is called Life is Full of Trouble, which ain't it true? All right, this one's Life Full of Trouble.
See that dancing now. We're going to play this one long.
Long.
And you're going to be dancing in the back. This is going to be a real groover.
We'd like to thank the dancers. Remember what I said, don't be afraid to dance, people. Come on now.
Thank you.
kind of you. Well, we didn't tire you out too. We'll do a couple more quick ones for you. And I have a sad one here. You know, I don't think we did a sad one tonight. And but I do have a sad one. You know, it's about an orphan. And this is true. I don't mind you knowing. This is a true song. And I know Mark and Dave know that down there. They've seen this guy before, probably. We're going to do it for you tonight. It's a little song about Billy. We're going to do you one more, and then we're going to head on out. So we hope to see you next time. I hope we'll see you at the new place. We'll do some playing. You tell them you want us back. Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you. Good night. Okay, now slow and groovy now. Here we go. Thank you.
put out the dung, bring the cat, think it's on the run.
Loneliness ain't easy when you gotta cross that pain.
Take a drink in the morning, our love won't be the same.
Won't be around anymore.
we'll try a couple that you're going to be on here. Mm-hmm. I mean, you might want to play one here. Why don't we come over here and do Hard Times Down the Road here before it gets. Yeah, I like when you come. That actually gives us our, because it gets a little lonely.
It sounds great, Tom.
Yeah, it's good.
Sounds really good.
The sweet over
there. I'm used to being lonely.
I get lonely.
Cowboys like us.
Yeah, hang on. Let's do a couple more.
Oh, I'm ready.
We're going to do it.
Oh, you can sit back here if you want.
Yeah, I think it's a good point. That's cool. Cooling the blood down.
Yeah.
Gotta get the blood washed. Yeah. Washed from the excitement.
Washed from the blood.
Let's try this. Yeah, let's do this Hard Times Down the Road one. Where's the restroom? Right on the side here. Yeah.
Here. Last door to the left, but not outside the door.
You got a mistake
filter? Okay, here we go now.
Turn the mistake filter off.
Turn one of these drummers, because I want to see what happens when he gets up here, and maybe you suck up so we'll get a real a grind, just to test the grind factor out here. And I think that's... It's even stretched out like this, kind of stretches it out a little bit. But I like it when it's up and down.
Yeah, it's a big sound. Okay. Yeah, let's get moving.
But that's a nice pat right. Sound when you're over here and I'm
going to
move on.
Yeah, it's real high.
Send it home then.
Right.
Okay, you ready for this thing?
Here.
Thank you. Moonshine here.
Okay, and they're opening the gate here.
Okay, here we come.
2 minutes.